You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. There's going to be a change in leadership for Louisiana State Police as Superintendent Colonel Mike Edmondson announced his retirement Wednesday.
I'm not bigger than state police, and I think that what's most important is the men and women that make up public safety, the men and women that make up state police. They need to continue forward. We certainly don't need any distractions.
The Louisiana State Police leadership has been under question lately because of a recent incident that was discovered when four state police officials sent to San Diego for a conference made a taxpayer-funded road trip and diverted to Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon. Even though Edmondson is stepping down, he said the investigation of that incident is ongoing.
We'll get to the bottom of anything with regard to any of the travel and those types of things. If things need to be changed, rules, procedures, protocols, I've already changed some. If discipline needs to be part of that, we'll certainly do that and we'll move forward.
The Louisiana Legislative Auditor, as well as the FBI, is currently investigating the state police. Edmondson has served as head of the state police for the past 9 years, making him the longest-serving superintendent. His retirement marks the end of a 36-year career. During his monthly radio address, Governor John Bel Edwards had this to say about Edmondson's retirement.
Colonel Edmondson came to the conclusion that it was just the right time for him, and I think perhaps for the agency and for the state, for him to retire.
Edwards made it clear that he did not ask Edmondson to step down. The governor will appoint an interim superintendent while a search for a permanent candidate will take place over the next 45 days. Public radio station WRKF in Baton Rouge contributed to this story. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.